It is now time for our featured segment. And our featured segment this morning is all about music. It is all about the bass line. It is all about the king, the original king of the bass line, ladies and gentlemen. He was born in Jamaica not too long ago. And I say not too long ago because he is a living legend, ladies and gentlemen. And when you talk about being a true musician, ladies and gentlemen, when you talk about being an extraordinary producer, when you talk about the former lead singer of the legendary The Yeptones, ladies and gentlemen, a few years ago, the Jamaican government saw it fit to bestowed national honors on this young man, Leroy Yeptone Sibbles, the king of the bass line. He is our very special guest this Saturday morning, right here on Groovin' Radio. So let me go down to Jamaica and let me find the king of the bass line. And right now, you're listening to Baby Y, Leroy Yeptone Sibbles playing the bass line. Hey, hey. Good morning, Mr. Sibbles. How are you, sir? How are you doing this morning?
I am good, you know, but the line thing has sounded a little bit distorted. I don't know if you can do something to clean it up. It's coming. All the music playing in the background. I can't hardly hear it. I'm hearing a lot of distortion.
Okay.
And I want the people to hear clear.
Yeah,
I want them to hear be clear.
Oh, indeed. We're hearing you loud and clear, my brother. How are you doing this?
Okay.
How are you?
All right.
How are you doing this morning down there in Jamaica, sir?
I'm not bad at all. Give thanks to the Almighty God. I'm here strong. If it isn't my voice, you know, it's my night.
Ah, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, Leroy, you are a living treasure. You are indeed a living icon. And you have been at You have been at this for quite some time now. And I just want you to kind of walk us back. Walk our listeners back. How did you get started here in this thing that we call music, the music industry? What dragged you into music, Leroy Yeptone Sibbles?
I guess it was just my destiny, you know, because I didn't do nothing, extraordinary to get involved in music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We started to fun it out in the early, you know, and I got involved with Barry Llewellyn, and Earl Morgan, which was the original members of the Yeptones, with myself, I wrote some songs. I've been doing the writing and arrangement and arranging from beginning. You know, wrote some songs, and we went to Studio One. Before we went to Studio One, we did two songs for a guy called Ken Lack.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
One was called Gunmen Coming to Town.
Mm-hmm.
One was called Schoolgirl.
Mm-hmm.
But this story has been told so many times.
Yes, indeed. But you know, Leroy, even though the story has been told so many times, you have to also understand, every time you tell the story, you're telling it to a different audience.
There's someone new who I've never heard it.
Listen, Uncle Leroy, every time you tell this story, you're telling it to some new listeners. And the thing about this, Leroy, and I say this all the time, we have to continue to tell these stories because there are so many people who are around today, who have been around, and still don't understand the truth of the matter. And the fact of the matter is, when you're hearing it coming from the person themselves, as you're hearing it this morning coming from Leroy Yeptone Sibbles himself, ladies and gentlemen, you know it is
history,
and you know that is factual. But Leroy, when you got into the business, when you got into the music business, did you ever imagine that all these years later, you would be still fully active and doing what you're doing today, sir?
Not really, you know. I wasn't even thinking like that. You know, I was just there, you know, day to day, enjoying myself and do, you know, what I love to do, and you know, record and arrange and all the thing within music. Because I've dabbled in every corner of the area of the music. You know, I've been from arranging harmonies, singing harmonies, a studio one, you know, for most of that, not just for the Headtones, but for other people, you know, writing some of the greatest bass lines that have ever dropped in reggae music, you know, I am responsible for, you know, some of the greatest reggae songs that I've ever, you know, and the thing about my bass lines, you know, why I see myself as the major reggae bass liner is that my bass lines are recognized in the sense of more artists. It has started many singers and DJs from about 4 or 5 generations back, you know? Because these songs are from early 60s, late 60s, 70s, 80s, you know what I mean? And they're stand up strong up to today.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes, you know.
Singers and almost, hear this, almost every singer and DJ that is reggae music, you know, is on Leroy Sibbles bassline.
Wow. And you know, we're going to get into that piece of it, you know, because I introduce you as the original king of the bassline. And ladies and gentlemen,
which is right.
Yes, which is absolutely right. And I clearly remember when Leroy decided that he was going to talk about his bass, him playing the bass, and claiming the king of the bassline. And ladies and gentlemen, some people may wonder, why at this stage? But before we get to that part of it, I want to play a song. I want to play a song recorded by the Eptones. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you the Book of Rules, because we're going to go through the Book of Rules this morning with Leroy Eptone Sibbles. On Sunday, June 1st, he's coming to town. The Westchester Reggae Festival. Leroy Eptone Sibbles. Isn't it?
In clown daddy papers, he saw the screen.
That's right.
Just while common people like you and me will be millions for the love. Each is given a bag of tools, shapeless masses.
And the Book of Rules.
Each must make their lives flow.
And you know, Leroy, when you listen to a song like the Book of Rules, you listen to the beat of the music, you listen to the melody, you listen to the voice, you listen to the entire layout of a song like this. And I guarantee you, I am making a guarantee that 50 years from now, this song is going to sound just as nice as it sounds today. How old is this song, Leroy? This song is a very old song, you know.
This song is over 30 years.
Indeed.
Yes.
And it sounded like it was recorded yesterday. It sounded like when I spoke to you yesterday, you sent it to me yesterday. So I just want to talk about your arranging, your producing, your singing, and you as a musician. Because you are a masterful musician. So let's talk about the musician part first, Leroy. Self-taught? Were you self-taught? Did you teach yourself to play?
Yes. And I learned a lot of stuff from some more experienced musicians like Jackie Mitu and all the other musicians. When I went to Studio One, they were more advanced and exposed than I was, because when I went to Studio One, I was like about 17 years old, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I went there and I met all these great musicians, like mm-hmm. the Scatterlites, mm-hmm. which was the which was the lead thing about the lead Scatterlite was a young little kid, Jackie B2, mm-hmm. on keyboard,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Super talented person like myself, you know.
Right. What pulled you into arranging music, Leroy Sibbles?
Yeah, besides Jackie Me Too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
While I was in the studio, you know, while I was there one day, mm-hmm. you know. Well, all right, here's a little story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's the song that broke the Ebtones
mm-hmm.
into music. Was a song called Fatty Fatty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The rude, yes. The rude so song. The rude song.
Back in that time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But some people say it's the first rude song. You know?
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we had one radio station at the time called the Radio Fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, Our song, Cox and released the song on the radio. Mm-hmm. It played on the radio for about 2 weeks, and they pulled it, said it was too suggestive.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The exact word that
it
was too suggestive.
Wow.
Okay, so it was pulled. But while it was pulled, you know, what saved that song was jukeboxes,
mm-hmm.
because all the island was. The island was full, Jamaica full of jukebox because of bars.
Mm-hmm.
We have the most, from that time till now, we still have the most churches,
and rum bar.
Bars.
Mm-hmm.
A rum bar, yeah. You know? Yeah. You know?
Yes,
indeed. And the reason why we had so much jukeboxes, why jukeboxes were so prevalent, is because, we didn't have a lot of personal players,
mm-hmm.
you know, that the invention of cassette players and all them things were not even in yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So people didn't have access to their personal playing machine.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So the jukebox filled that position.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
the only way to hear records and all them things. But we didn't have a lot of sound system either.
Indeed.
Maybe one or two, like Coxman,
right.
and Duke Reed, and maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
you know. So everything was rare. This was early time.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So the radio station pulling that song, it got balanced and got real popular by jukeboxes.
Indeed.
You know.
Indeed.
I would leave my house and walking through. From Trenchtown to Jonestown and them places, and I'll be hearing this song almost every mile.
Wow!
Every different area you go, you know, and it was the most popular played song.
Wow!
No, it couldn't be played on the radio,
mm-hmm.
so Jackie B2 got an idea to do an instrumental,
mm-hmm.
which was called Ram Jam on the CM Fatty Fatty Riddim.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the voice of the living legend, a living icon, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Leroy Ebtone Sibbles. He is confirmed for Sunday, June 1st, the Westchester County Center. He's no stranger to the Westchester Reggae Festival. He played it once already, ladies and gentlemen. And he mentioned earlier on a song by the name of Fatty Fatty. Take a listen, because I am sure we all need a fat girl tonight. Hey,
fatty.
Hey, hey.
Yes.
Fatty. Hey. Fat girl tonight. I need a very, very fat girl.
Fat girl tonight.
I'm
confirmed. He is confirmed.
Girl, I'm in the mood.
Sunday, June 1st.
I need some food now.
I need some food.
I'm feeling rude.
Hey.
Oh, I'm feeling rude.
Check, check, check.
Now, when you're feeling, girl, you're gonna say it is
so nice.
I say now.
Yes, You know, Leroy, I tell you this. Again, you listen to a song like this, and you listen to the beat, you listen to the lyrics, you listen to the music itself, and you know that these songs were put together first class, world class. No.
Yeah, but here, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, you're the only problem with that now. You're playing a cover version, a do-over, you know?
Indeed.
You should have played the studio one, it would be the original.
You know, Leroy, I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm having a problem with some of the older music. I don't know what's going on with the music today, because I pulled up a list of Studio One song yesterday, and when I play them on through the system here, they're very, very, yeah. I mean, I am wondering if folks can really hear them out there, and that is why sometimes we have to play the later version of these songs, because they're
yeah. It's so sad, you know, because that is original, you know.
Indeed,
I mean?
indeed. No. When you perform today, yeah. Leroy, and you perform yeah. a song such as Fatty Fatty, which was recorded right. way back then, do you realize? And the reception of the audience, and how does that make you feel when you see the entire building or the entire park singing back with you? How does that make you feel as an artist, Leroy?
Well, satisfied, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It satisfies a lot of my inner vibes. Yeah, make me mm-hmm. feel like I have. Accomplish something in life.
Mm-hmm. 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 Now, what keep you so relevant in the music today, Leroy? Because you're not getting any...
The love for the music. Mm-hmm. The love for the music. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I was born for this, and you know, and I give thanks to the Almighty God every day for the health and strength mm-hmm. and the inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
That I could have you know, put in my piece in there musically, you mm-hmm. know, as a contribution, you know, that's going to be when I even pass and gone,
mm-hmm.
my contribution will live on
mm-hmm.
to represent me mm-hmm. in life mm-hmm. as time goes by.
Mm-hmm. In the background is a song, is a dub called Freak Out Dub. Freak Out Dub. And I wonder sometime who name some of these music. Who name some of these music? Make no mistake, Leroy Eptone Sibbles on the bass line. Now, Leroy, Freak Out Dub. Who named that dub song? Freak Out Dub. Who named it?
Coxon was the one responsible for all the dub stuff.
Mm-hmm. So he wouldn't...
For all his naming, for releasing and naming songs,
mm-hmm.
that was Coxon's work mm-hmm. for his job. Plus, mm-hmm. and then collect the money too, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what you say? Leroy never collect any money for them tune, yeah? Hmm?
Nothing much, nothing to talk about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's lately, long after that, you know, I really go out there and, you know... start to really see what money's really like, you know,
mm-hmm.
or what it should have been.
Should have been like. No. When you wake up this morning in Jamaica, where you are, I because when I woke up this morning in New York City, one of the things I really thought about today that I would like to see, and I'm just gonna let this song tell the world what I wish for today. This is what I wish for the day. Voice of a masterpiece, Leroy Eptone Sibbles. Yes, I.
In a special kind of way.
Yes, indeed.
I can feel love is in the air.
Yes, I.
It is brighter today.
Indeed.
In a special kind of way. I can feel love is everywhere.
Sunday, June 1st.
Woke up this morning in an iry mood.
That's right.
Oh, I've got my health and strength and it feels so good.
Yes, indeed. You know, Leroy, every day we wake up now, we want to see a brighter day, a lovely day. When you look around your surroundings, Leroy, and you see now at this point, so many folks that you have worked with, so many people who you have come up with in this business, and you see that they're no longer here with us. How does that make you feel to be still standing and still recording, my friend? How does that make you feel?
I feel blessed. Mm-hmm. Blessed, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, because I'm blessed because I'm not stressed, you know?
Indeed. Indeed, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, because it's not easy out there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I can lift my hand and say, I give thanks. When I was born, my hard times were few.
Mm-hmm.
Very,
mm-hmm.
very.
Mm-hmm.
Right through my life.
Indeed.
You know?
Indeed.
And I know that I'm blessed enough, you know, because my mom and dad is still alive.
Whoa. Really? That is
I'm super blessed.
That is amazing, Leroy. That is amazing. Your mom and dad.
That is my major gift from the Almighty God, man. Long life.
Yes, indeed.
You know.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Yes, indeed. Now, you know, folks will ask, and you mentioned something that I know sometimes, you know, folks don't want to talk about it, and it's their journey coming to Studio One and working with Sir Coxon and stuff like that. You know, folks will always want to know, how has the music been for you, and how much more you think you're going to put into this, Leroy?
No, well, every day of my life is music, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, whether I'm recording or I just did 2 tracks just like 3 days ago,
mm-hmm.
2 new tracks,
mm-hmm.
because whenever I have any. Yeah, I just put it down and, you know, I get it, you know, recorded and all of that because,
mm-hmm.
Because it's in me, and whenever I feel anything, mm-hmm. you know, I am not in the charts like one time, because reggae music is a rare commodity right now. It's not as it used to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, the music. Yeah, you know, but it's still going on and going strong, and it will never die.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead, Leroy.
But I love what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I am grateful to the Almighty for putting me in this space and position in life,
mm-hmm.
musically.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. if ever I had a chance to come right back, I'll be coming right back doing the same thing, because I don't see there's no other profession that's better than music.
Ah, music, music, music. You know, Leroy, who inspired Leroy?
Even the birds.
Yeah.
Even the birds sing music.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Who inspired Leroy Sibbles to pick up a bass? Who inspired you to pick up the bass line?
Jackie Mathieu did.
What was so...
Yeah, remember I was telling you the story.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the rest of the story now.
Mm-hmm.
When he put out that song, Ram Jam, on the radio,
mm-hmm.
it was an instrumental song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when he did that, now that was able to be played, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was...
So it went number one.
Right.
It went number one on the radio, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My own went number one underground.
Mm-hmm. What was so special... What was so special about Jackie Mathieu playing the bass line that inspired you so much to pick up the bass?
No. He didn't play, you know, Jackie didn't play no bass.
No.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the story. You have to hear the story to know how that works, you know.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Right. So, and I'm trying to give this story.
Yeah, man, go ahead. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he became a soloist, a person, what do you call that now? An artist,
mm-hmm.
you know, an individual. From just a musician, his name was Jackie Mathieu now. So he started making albums, putting out albums,
mm-hmm.
like a singer would be singing and making, creating albums,
mm-hmm.
you know? He started created instrumental albums. So he got, so he was very popular because of Fatty Fatty, which was from the Headtones. Now, he came to me and said he had a gig, you know, to play at a club, you know, up Reddy's Road called the Tit for Tat Club back then. But he did a bass man. He had a drummer and he would be playing keyboards. It was a trio. So he would be playing keyboards, a drummer, and he needed a bass man. Couldn't find a bass man. And that's where I came and said, Leroy, I know you can't do this, you know. I need a bass man and I want you to play bass. I've never touched a bass guitar before that.
Really?
Oh, but I used to, but I was familiar with music because I learned to play my acoustic guitar, which helped me to write my songs for the Headtones. Right? So he knew that I was musically inclined, so and I was capable. You know, but that was not never in my thought to play the bass.
Wow.
So that's how the bass came into my life. So I practiced the songs that he wanted to play at his club. And we went there and we tore the place down for at least 2 months.
Wow.
Every weekend.
Wow, wow.
And so I got into bass play.
Wow, wow. Just like that.
So Jackie Mitchell did not play bass, but he introduced me.
Introduced you. Indeed.
Yeah. He told me to grab that bass guitar and... Wow.
Wow. What an amazing story. Another bass line played by Leroy Headtone Sibbles. 10 to dub. Now, just listen to the bass, listen to the beat, and understand that it is the legendary Leroy Headtone Sibbles playing the bass line. Now, Leroy, the first time I saw you literally pick up the bass
was Rebel Salute
and play at an event.
And Leroy took
was
the bass
a few years ago
and claimed
St. Anne's, Jamaica.
Thus proclaim the king of the bass line.
No, at that moment, Leroy, and I hope you remember this, you know, it was Rebel Salute in St. Anne's, Jamaica. And Leroy Sibbles stepped out the front of the stage with a bass in his hand. At that moment, why did you decide then, Leroy Sibbles, to let the world know that you are indeed the true king of the bass line?
Well, you see, for a few years now, I realized that this part of me was never exposed properly, you know? Because musicians didn't get credit on their records, you know? It's just a singer and the producer, you know? And then the story, the whole story was not told, you know? So I picked it up by myself. But I said to myself, but Leroy Sibbles, you are the man who have the most, not the most, but some of the most popular studio one bass lines are mine, you know? So why is that story not told to the population and the people, you know? Why is that like a secret, you know? And we are not a CIA job, you know what I mean? It's not a secret. The people should know, you know? And then I realized, and then another thing came to me, so I said, now if I had this to my performance, you know, it would make my performance even more interesting.
Indeed.
You know?
Indeed.
And I would add something new, you know, which would be a great thing, you know what I mean?
Indeed. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we are chatting with Leroy Headtone Sibbles, the king of the bass line. Ladies and gentlemen, come on.
And I want you to tell the people. I want you to tell.
1 second, Leroy. 1 second.
You're all invited.
Yes, I
am. Come on, we're having a party tonight.
We're having a party this morning.
Where the music
yes.
is steady and everything is all right.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be dancing and everyone will be singing just songs.
Yes,
we're going to have a reggae party where you can't go wrong.
Sunday, June 1st.
So come. You're all invited.
Come.
But come down united.
You're invited to the
so
big
come
party.
Come.
Sunday, June 1st.
You're all invited.
Westchester Reggae Festival.
Come.
Leroy Uptown Sibbles. Yes, I.
We're having a party, and you're all invited, yeah. Oh, come everybody, but come down united. Come make we sing a visa song unto John. Sing a visa song unto John.
Now, Leroy, before we go any further, on Sunday, June 1st, you are going to be sharing the stage with the original king of the dancehall. That is King Yellowman. You also will be sharing the stage with Her Royal Highness from Montego Bay, Jamaica, Queen Ifrika, Miss Ventrice Morgan. You're also going to be sharing the stage with two-time Grammy-nominated artist who was born and raised in Augustown, Jamaica, Empress Etana. And the backing band on stage that night will be the legendary Derek Barnett and his Statement Band. What a lineup it's going to be, and what an evening of reggae vibration. You're bringing the house, Leroy, huh?
Oh, yes, man. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a very interesting show, you know?
Indeed. Before we took that little musical...
A bit of dance card and a mixed with reggae, you know?
Indeed. When you look at the other artists that you're going to be sharing the stage with, Leroy Sibbles, on that night, and you look at the music today, what are your thoughts about this presentation? Because, you know, if we look at the music and we be honest today with ourselves, Leroy, the music has taken a change, huh?
Oh yes, man. And it's only right, you know, because the time has changed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different time, so
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to accept all changes, you know.
Looking at the lineup and sharing the stage with a Yellowman, the legendary Yellowman, sharing the stage with an artist that fears no one, Queen Ifrika, and sharing the stage with a very talented young lady as Etana. Talk about being in that group, huh, Leroy?
I don't know what to say, you know. I appreciate all these people, and
mm-hmm.
they have great music, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the first time I'm gonna be sharing the stage with those names.
Mm-hmm.
Not Etana, because we worked last year together,
mm-hmm.
and a very nice person, very nice lady, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
very nice talent, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward. That's all I can say, you know.
Indeed.
And I'll be playing some bass lines for the people too, you know, so they can look out for that.
Well, you
definitely.
Know, I cannot wait for that, you know, and I'm just going to beg you a little one tune. I'm going to beg you, when you rehearse, just rehearse this one for me, Rasklim. The Kochi Dub. Hey.
The original pull-up.
Yes, I. Sunday, June 1st. Hey, Leroy. Uptown Sibbles with the bass. Ace of Bass. That's right.
Yes, I.
It is going to be epic, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Leroy Uptown Sibbles. Now, you know, Leroy, they always said
yes. The
bassy, them always said the bassy is the bossiest person upon the stage. Why are bass players so serious, Leroy Sibbles? Why?
Because a serious instrument and a serious music we play, you know.
Yeah.
You see, the drum and bass
mm-hmm.
are the foundation of all music, you know.
Yeah. And
yeah, man.
And when you hold the bass,
hey, you won't realize how important. Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
You have a sound system, right?
Right.
And you turn up turn off the bottom and turn off the bass and the drum, right? Mm-hmm. And play the rest and see how simple and almost insignificant mm-hmm. the music sounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Without the drum and the bass. Mm. Just turn off the drum and bass and here we are.
Wow. So when you pick up the bass, is there a certain feelings that you get? Because I've watched many bass players, including Derek Barnett, including Lloyd Parks.
Bad bass player. That.
Yeah. And I've watched those bass players, and I watch how they operate on the stage. And it seems as if they have something in their hand that they just want to bring down the house. Is that how you feel when you're on the stage?
Are they everything on stage, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Are they everything on stage?
Yeah.
You have to appreciate the way it.
Appreciate love.
Every.
You have to appreciate love it.
Yeah.
So when you draw a bass like this one now, Leroy, when you draw a bass like this one, listen to this one. Listen to this one. Sata. 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 Did I say he's the king of the bass line? Did I say he's the king of the bass line? Did I say that?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
No. Leroy, when you draw a tune like this, a Sata dub, what does that bring to you on the stage at that moment? At that moment?
My homeland, you know, Africa, you know.
Wow. How many people you think have recorded on this dub, Leroy?
Almost everybody, man. Almost everyone in our music touched that one.
You know,
Sata, let me tell you a story about Sata Mataganya.
Mm-hmm.
When Sata dropped in Jamaica back way back then,
mm-hmm.
every sound man, you know, come and sound man tell me, say, Sata Mataganya, it started. This is it. It started version.
Mm-hmm.
Sata have the most version.
Mm.
In every out of any other music in the history of, in the history of Jamaica reggae music,
right?
Sata Mataganya,
right?
I've over 30 adversaries.
Wow! You know the producer of this event, Miss Andrea Bullins, a few years ago, and I said a few years ago, she introduced me to a man who made me fell in love with the Sata rhythm. And his name was Cedric M. Brooks. Cedric Brooks. And this was one of Cedric Brooks' favorite tune to play, you know. And every time I hear Cedric play, I always thought that, you know, Sata was one of those things that came out of the Scatterlight era and all of that. But as you just said, the different versions of Sata Mataganya. What an amazing piece of rhythm. Eh?
I'm the most.
Yeah.
When I was arranging Sata, you know, Africa, I'm thinking about, you know, to do what I think about Africa.
Wow.
So that baseline that I created, is a form of Naya Bingi baseline, you know. That baseline is like, it's like the drums up here, Naya Bingi, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a real roots Rasta music, you know.
Indeed. Very, very powerful. And, you know, I want to play one more dub before I play any more song. And it's a dub called Declaration of Dub. Leroy Eptone Sibbles playing the bass line. Yes, I. Sunday, June 1st. He's bringing his bass.
Rastafari.
Yes, I.
Yes, I.
Get up and fight for your rights.
Yes, I. Wow, wow. You know, Leroy, when I look at the body, when I look at the body of work that you have given us, when I look at the body of work that you continue to bless us with, you're extraordinary talented, sir. Your music speaks for itself. Now, I know you have done many interviews in your lifetime, but when you hear folks talk about the body of work that you have given us and you continue to bless us with, to the point where, you know, I unless your name a national hero in Jamaica, right? The government of Jamaica anointed you. They bestowed national honors on you, the Order of Distinction. And those awards are very good. And it is oftentimes said that a king is not recognized in his own country. I mean, being recognized for your work, Leroy, how does that make you feel, sir? How does that make you feel?
Being recognized?
For your work, for the body of work that you have given us.
Yes, by the way, of course, I think I appreciate this because I know that I'm supposed to be recognized, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to recognize, you know, but to be recognized, that's very tight. And one more thing, and don't be surprised if this independence you hear that I am the Jamaican government, you know, because anything it's the possibility is there, you know what I mean?
Indeed, and as
I am due and overdue right now.
Indeed, and as they say,
it's possible.
Yeah. As they say, Leroy, it's not over. It is not over.
It's not over. Not over.
It is not over.
Never over.
No, not over. Because hey, God made this world filled with diamonds and pearls, and he put us in a beautiful garden. We used to live off the land, had food like sand, but this was upset by other men. Because one wicked nation came and took us away, and made us beast of burden. Like silver and gold, we were bought and sold.
Now silver and gold, it will vanish away. But the love of Rastafari will never decay. The attack, the battle, that a sweet victory. Say, man, I look for things that way them can't even see. This is three in one, and this is one in three. The Father and the Son and the Holy Trinity.
Oh, well.
Voice of the one and only Mr. Leroy Eptone Sibbles. You know, Leroy, I'm going to ask you a very, I don't know if it's a tricky question, but it's a question that sometimes artists may not want to answer. Give me five of your favorite people that you have worked on stage with as singers. Leroy?
Most of the great Studio One people that we have worked together, Dennis Brown, Alton Ellis, all of those people from way back then, most people in the business, more seldom than often, we meet on the road, we meet, we have shows because that's how shows is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I, like I said. I have played amongst almost everyone in the business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I've been around a long time, you know?
And when you say you've been around a long time, because I didn't want to tell that story. When you said you've been around a long time, how long have you been in this music business, Leroy?
I've been in the business almost 60 years.
Wow. Well, you know, they say, Leroy, every man have a right to live and be free. Hey. Sunday, June 1st. It is all about equal rights. Leroy, Epsom, Silas. Right. Check, 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 check. Every man have an equal right to live. Every man have an equal right to live and be free. You have lived that.
Don't you agree?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And you have lived that life of traveling around the world and playing music. Now, on Sunday, June 1st, inside the Westchester County Center, Leroy Epton Sibbles comes to town. I want you now to talk directly to your fan base. I want you now to talk to the folks who love music. Reggae Vibration will unfold inside the Westchester County Center on Sunday, June 1st. What can folks expect, Leroy? And I don't want you to give them too much, but what can folks expect from Leroy Sibbles?
Yes, well, firstly, I wanna yell at the producer because she knows what she's doing and she has never been wrong yet so far. So we give her all the blessings and you know, hope it keep going well for her. And my people, you know that when I hit the stage, I give you my all, you know. Yeah, man, you know. And you know, so you come out and, you know, prepare to enjoy yourself because, you know, they have vocative too, you know, because I have a ton, we have yellow mat. So anything that I miss, the others will be there to hit you. So
indeed.
I'm not so just come out and expect to, you know, enjoy yourself to the highest. You know? Yeah, man.
I know, ladies and gentlemen,
clean entertainment.
Yes. And that is what we want today, Leroy, because the youngsters have drifted so far right that we want to bring them back into the middle and bring them back where the music means something. Whatever they sing about, whatever they play, it means something. It's going to be a Sunday evening, ladies and gentlemen, and the event starts at a very early time. I'm looking at an email that I got this morning. Doors open at 6 p.m. Showtime is at 7 p.m. There is a pre-show VIP reception which starts at 4:30 and goes until 6:30. Now, at midnight, ladies and gentlemen, hey, Midnight Dub with Leroy Epton Sibbles. Hey, yes! Hey! Boy, I dug into the box this morning and I pulled out.
Yeah.
I pulled out some of the best dubs to come out of Jamaica. I pulled out one of the biggest artists to ever come out of Jamaica. Listen to the bass line, folks. Listen to it. Listen. Hey. No.
It is the midnight.
Yes, I.
Our baby.
Yes, I.
Think you understand.
Yes, I.
You love your baby.
Wow.
If you say goodbye.
Yes, I.
And go away, my dear. Don't come back to me again.
I got him to sing for you this morning, folks. I got him to sing for you this morning. Wow. Yes. Boy, Leroy, them dubs are sweet. Me say, no East Indian mango, no Julie mango,
no steam fish, nothing as sweet like them W. Leroy. Hmm?
Sweet reggae music.
Wow. You know, the last time you came, the last time you played the Westchester Reggae Festival, you played on a stage with Sister Marcia Griffiths. You played on a stage with the legendary Ken Booth.
Danny Osborne.
And Johnny Osborne. Now, when you look at that lineup and you look at the amazing group of singers that you play with then, and you fast forward to Sunday, June 1st, and sharing the stage with the original king of the dancehall, Yellowman. Many artists now are claiming to be kings, but Yellowman is the original king of the dancehall. Nobody can take the title of the original king of the bassline. The only man who can claim that today is Leroy Eptone Sibbles. And Leroy, when you bring your bass,
and they can't take that away.
They cannot take that away.
Take it away.
Not at all. So no. When you bring your bass line and you draw all a bass like this, you expect the place to be shaking, right? Hmm?
Oh, you mean? Oh, everyone jumping.
Oh, you mean? Oh, you mean? My brother, I thank you so much. It is always a pleasure. You know, there are people like yourself, Leroy, and you know, I don't know how much more time I have here on earth, but I want to tell you this personally. There are people like yourself who, you're such a pleasant individual, and you know, you're such a person that anyone can approach a Leroy Sibbles and let me turn this down. Anyone can approach a Leroy Sibbles and have a conversation with you, and it kind of
takes down to earth, man.
Yes, man. And it kind of takes something special to make a person be like that. And I just want to say thank you, Leroy. Thank you for being who you have always been. Thank you for being who you are. And it is my pleasure, sir. Always, when I see you and I talk to you, I honor you, sir, because you have done some extraordinary things behind the scenes that make us move and keep us going. So thank you so much. And I am looking forward to see you on Sunday, June 1st, my brother. In closing.
Yes, my pleasure. Yes, it's a pleasure talking to you, man. Thank you for recognizing who I am. You know what I mean? You touched some spot there where I mean that.
indeed, my friend. And
thanks, man. I love them down there, you draw, you know, because I tell you. They take my memory way back around there, you know?
Indeed.
And they're always relevant.
Indeed.
And relevant music.
Indeed.
You know?
Indeed, my brother.
I'm sure I'll be seeing you on the 1st.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Yes, indeed. God's willing, I will be there and I will make myself available so we can chat and we can, you know, we can vibes and just full joy, a Sunday evening of great music. Ladies and gentlemen, Leroy Eptone Sibbles. Thank you very much, my brother. Have a blessed day. And we're looking forward to see you so much on Sunday, June 1st.
Yeah, my reggae people.
Yes, I.
Listen and look out for me. Come on out and we're having a party that night.
Yes, I.
Blessed love.
Blessed love, Leroy. One love. Walk good, my brother. Walk good.
Yes, I.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from the legendary Leroy Eptone Sibbles.